Did I tell you what happened last night?
No.
I was robbed.
It's not good news. I'm sorry to hear that.
It doesn't matter. I have insurance, baby. That's why you get the insurance. So that if somebody steals your shit, you get the shit.
You shouldn't be glad they steal anything that was like sentimental. You don't just get that shit back.
Let's see. The ukulele my grandfather gave me for my bar mitzvah. Yeah, I would say they stole something sentimental. Shit, we did it in a rental. I might not get that back.
Yeah, you won't get that back. You won't get that back. The ukulele that your grandpa gave you on your bar mitzvah? I don't think that's coming back to you. Yeah, it's not coming back to you. I'm sorry. You're bragging that it was stolen.
I thought it was insurance fraud. It's not insurance fraud. But it turns out I'm an insurance rod. I'm an insurance rod.
I think so too. I think you're an insurance rod as well.
Welcome back to another classic Patreon episode. I guess we can call this an AMA, right?
Yeah, it's kind of an AMA. Well, we're asking ourselves AOA.
It's still an ask us anything, an AUA, but it's, yeah, we're taking questions that we've come up with for our dating app.
That's right. These are Orion prompts that you and I are going to use to prompt conversation. Basically, we're beta testing, even though we launched the app, so I guess it's not really beta anyway.
That's right.
We're testing.
This is our dating app, Orion. What makes it different than other dating apps is that it's more personality driven. So every conversation doesn't start with one person having to message the other out of the blue. We launch you with some nice prompts and we figure, why don't we try starting our own conversations with some of these questions? See where we get.
Exactly. So imagine you match with a dime, okay? Yep. Hottest person you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And you don't know what to say. Well, guess what?
Hi, I made the app.
Yeah.
And you don't want that. I'm actually in a relationship. But if you're interested, why are you nervous in being a third?
Stop waving your hands. So imagine you match, one of these questions comes up as a prompt to sort of prompt a convo. Would you care to ask me first?
Okay. Where is the best place to be Sunday at 3 p.m.? And boom. Ooh. Where is your best place? There's a lot of options for this one. You can be active, you can be tired, you can be hungover at home, half asleep on a couch, or you can be at the top of a mountain eating a peanut butter and jelly.
That's right. Now is your chance to shine. You showcase your personality, your vibe. Where is the ideal place to be Sunday, 3 p.m.?
And you lost me. Swipe left. I'm no longer interested.
The interface of the app. Okay, that's really not how it works.
Yeah. Okay.
You can unmatch me. You could do that, but it's not a left swipe thing.
Unmatch because you didn't answer perfectly.
I didn't answer at all. I didn't say anything. You didn't give me a chance.
Okay. What do you got?
This is just my real answer, okay? It's not how I would do it on the app, okay? So don't judge me based on that.
Yeah, because on the app, you're like, just finishing a fucking run, and now I'm back home, and I showered, and I'm eating barbecue chicken, and it's awesome.
I went on a jog.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's my shit. Actually, that's not my shit. I think perfect Sunday would be, like, bike ride, back home, sandwich, as I'm watching a soccer game.
Yeah,
that would be the 3 p.m. The 3 p.m. Sunday slot. That's a good shit. That's my shit. That's what I would be doing.
So you wouldn't say like in a dark room, air conditioning, hungover. I had a Wendy's bacon cheeseburger for hair of the dog at 1 p.m. and now I'm passed out with my hand down my pants.
Those were my 2019 Sundays.
Yeah,
and I don't play that shit anymore.
This is a different you.
Now I'm a cyclist.
and a psycho.
What about you? What's your ideal Sunday, 3 p.m.?
Yeah. Pre-pandemic, back from basketball, eating as much as I can. Now I'm tired watching television, watching sports. Maybe there's football on, maybe there's not. What do I say in the app?
Right.
Hi, I'm actually, Sundays are the day that I volunteer.
Oh, that's good. That's
Sundays
good.
Are my volunteer day, actually.
I actually volunteer at a local gym for underprivileged youth. Yeah, because that's volunteer
unmatched.
And unjacked. Unmatched. No, not unmatched. Not unmatched.
Okay. All right, you got one?
Yeah, I do. Oh, I like this one. What is your least favorite place on Earth? The last place you'd want to be.
And this is a great icebreaker because it shows, you know, it lets you complain about something. So like, mm-hmm. for example, if I say, oh, actually on Sundays, I fucking volunteer at this shitty ass hospital. And that's probably my least favorite place on Earth. They're constantly like harassing me and telling me to do shit. And it's like, am I even getting paid for this shit?
No, you're not. The volunteer position. You said it.
Well, I didn't know that that's what that meant. Mm-hmm. I really thought I was getting paid to volunteer as some sort of semi-professional.
You basically added yourself as really this mean-spirited, petty, and super
Twitter,
dumb. And super dumb.
And I'm verified
as well.
On Insta is not, the answer to your question.
Yeah, you're verified on Instagram and you're not verified on Twitter. So
and
you're
where
not that
don't I
want to
be?
Twitter.
I would say the Midwest in winter. And then we could get into how I can't deal with the cold because I was born a desert rat and it cuts through my bones. And
that's right.
I need to be hot or else I'll die.
Mm. Okay. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. And I actually did.
And then it doesn't alienate a large swath of the country because I think even people who live in the Midwest also don't like being there during the winter. So I'm not pissing anybody off.
They'd agree that it was cold.
Yeah.
And it would spark a conversation if you had matched with somebody from like Duluth, you know, you could chat about that.
Yes. And I can chat with someone from Chattanooga too.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you could become boys with someone in Boise. Isn't that interesting?
That's fine as well, because I'm using this to find adult friends.
And you could meet someone named Adel and you could go see Adel.
Where?
In Seattle.
In Chicago.
I think I actually got this prompt, least favorite place on Earth, and I said the Penn Station bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Port Authority.
I think that's genuinely like one of the worst places in the world, at least in the U.S.
Have you ever vomited
personally
in Penn Station?
But I've had the experience.
Have you ever thrown up in Penn Station?
Not Penn Station. I have thrown up in Grand Central, which is not... I mean, it's really not nearly as bad as Penn Station.
Yeah.
Penn Station is way worse, but it's still a pretty bad place to puke.
Imagine
you don't
having,
want to do that.
Imagine having diarrhea at Port Authority.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You make it to the bus terminal because you're heading to the IKEA in Elizabeth.
It's better than having it on the bus.
Hot.
You don't want to have it on the bus.
Yeah, even though... Are there toilets on those buses?
I think so, yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah. That's a good prompt, but that's not on the app. What's the worst place you've ever had diarrhea?
What's
always
the best
the place you ever
diarrhea.
Had diarrhea?
Probably the
favorite
best place
experience
I've had.
Diarrhea.
Yeah. It's always nice to walk into a Four Seasons and just light up the bathroom diarrhea style because it's cold and it smells nice in there.
That's good. That's true.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I've got kind of an interesting take on this. I don't believe in ghosts and I have seen one. How's that for fascinating?
So
I'm spiritual.
You don't...
But I reject my spirituality a little bit.
I'm
logical,
I'm religious to
but I'm a free
fault.
Spirit. Yeah. I don't believe in ghosts. I saw a ghost when I was a kid. Okay. And it's kind of a convincing ghost story, if I'm being honest. So that's
so you
fascinating.
Do believe.
That's
going to be convincing as a ghost story and you don't believe. Choose a
I
path.
Saw a spirit. I saw a spirit. I don't think I actually did. But when I was a kid, I saw it. And my mom confirmed. That I saw a ghost, so
it's hard because I'm cynical, so I'll be like no, but like that sort of makes me seem like a dullard on one of these apps. It's like no, I don't believe in ghosts. It's like who wants to hang out with someone that's just
but you could, you know, you could do like I believe in this one, and then you send the little ghost emoji.
That's cool.
That's
boo.
Kinda cute. Oh, unmatched.
Did it scare you, boo? Actually, can we FaceTime? I'd love for you to meet my wife. Excuse me? Do you believe in CBD? Do you believe
CBD.
In DVDs? Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. Okay. What do you call your mother's mother? your grandma on your mom's side.
Yeah, for me it was just Safta because that's the Hebrew word for it. Mm. But yeah, in America there's like me ma, there's mama, there's pop pop,
there's gam gam. Yeah. Not pop pop for grandma. That's odd.
Yeah,
but actually Safta is pretty unique. Safta is pretty. Yeah,
that's
solid.
That's a good one. Then we start talking in Hebrew. Teach each other some new words.
Yeah.
What did you call your mom's mom?
Mom. Yeah.
Mom.
Two moms in a row. Sweetest lady in the world.
She's still alive.
Oh shit. Should call her.
She lives one floor above you. That's why you did that. All right. New one. What's the first CD you ever bought? And here's one that I'm pitching you right now. What's the last CD you ever bought? Do you remember the last time you bought a CD? It might even be the same CD.
I think the last CD I bought must have been, it was probably in high school or college. So I'm going to guess it was Third Eye Blind's, one of their later albums, Crystal Baller. Oh no, Third Eye Blind, Out of the Vein, Final Answer. That's what I think it was.
This probably alienates a lot of the 18 to 23-year-olds on the app who've never bought a CD.
Yeah, but then they could bond over like, wow, can you believe how old Jake and Amir are that they asked about a CD?
Yeah. The last thing I downloaded onto my Winamp player, is that what you mean? On Kazaa?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
It was a movie, Grandpa. Relax.
What was your CD?
I just used to listen to the CDs that my older brother bought. I never
actually hand-me-downs.
Yeah, I never had the courage to buy my own CDs. I remember buying the Blues Traveler CD 4, Weird Al. I remember buying that one at Tower Records, $16.99. Back then, $16.99 was the equivalent of 3 months' salary, though. So you really have to save up to get a CD.
Astronomical. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was the Queen Best Of, which was a double CD, which cost.
The double CDs. I remember those.
Yeah.
A nice thickness on that. Really.
That was like probably $12,000. I bought it off some kid at my school. He's like, I got a good deal on the Queen CD. It's two CDs.
$12,000? And didn't you buy it for the $12,000 and then he beat you up in the school parking lot and took it back? So he robbed you.
He's like, yeah, I think you have my two CDs. And I was like, no, they're my two CDs. And he's like, no, two CDs nuts. Mm-hmm. And then he sort of took one of those little bats that you get at Dodger games when they get giveaway nights. And he ended up beating the living shit out of me in the parking lot. And the principal came to stop it. And then he noticed who it was and was like, actually, it's fine. I'm just going to turn the other cheek, which I guess was some sort of religious statement or metaphor.
It wasn't.
Everybody wanted me gone.
He hated you.
Yeah. They wanted me gone.
That was the statement that it was.
The best name for a horse. That's funny.
Oh. That's good.
Okay. I remember when I had my teeth knocked out, people would call me Nay Nay because I couldn't make any other noises. I would have to just like use my tongue and my gums. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like Nay Nay, and they would call me Nay Nay. Like that's the name of a horse.
You also you had trouble breathing, so you often whinnied, right?
I would wheeze, and I had a tube to breathe.
You had a bray.
And I was in a harness, and I had to wear a.
You What's had a saddle. Too.
Yeah, I had a saddle stapled to my ass for the better part of seventh grade. It was another weird thing that my fucking teachers did to me. I was a problem child.
Best name for a horse. Teachers.
Yeah. I like naming animals after different animals, like a horse named Cow. That's pretty funny.
Oh, and I like naming them after like appliances or everyday objects, like a horse named Toaster. You know, that's kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, it's like a cat named Saddle, which again, I had sort of duct taped to my ass and thighs. And I would go
home. How about
home.
A material? Sorry, you're depressing me. Copper. You call a horse copper.
Copper's
that's kind
of
cool.
That's funny, too, because they made me eat a penny. And
you're like, depressing us. You're making us sad for you, okay? You obviously had a rough childhood. You had a subpar adulthood, if we're being honest. Your life isn't worth it.
Last year was the greatest year of my life because nobody could see me / beat the ever loving crap out of me.
You're still wearing the saddle.
I have to. I have to wear it. Otherwise, I can't sit.
All right. You're running for president. What is your campaign slogan?
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
What's an example of a campaign slogan? Like,
make
of
America
course,
great
make
again.
America great again. Yeah, that's a right. good one. Actually, that might be good too. Make America great again.
Reagan's was "It's morning in America." No, there's also
what was Joe Biden's?
What was Joe Biden's? I don't. He talked about restoring the soul of America.
Yeah. I guess you don't necessarily.
Hillary's was "I'm with her."
Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, and Obama's was "Hope," right?
Yeah.
What about?
Oh, you know, it was "Yes, we can." Maybe it was "Hope," then it was "Yes, we can." The second time.
A vote for Amir is a vote for a man who once was
too
force fed.
It's way
the equivalent
too long.
Of 50
way
piggy banks for. Again, the yeah. better part of my right. junior high.
So instead of change, it's
jingle.
They made me eat change.
Yeah. Don't boo, vote. Amir, how about actually make America great again? So it's like, yeah,
oh,
that
good.
Sentiment, but like in a real way that actually means the opposite of what he meant.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So a MAGA. Which is like, it already has pretty good brand awareness.
Yeah, a MAGA. That's good. Yeah. Mine would be...
I don't give a shit.
Jake America great again.
Wow. Jaga. I'm going to get you that hat for your birthday. It's a red hat.
It says Jaga.
Jake America.
It would be misinterpreted a lot.
Oh no, actually you're getting booed at a baseball game.
No,
it's okay.
A silly joke from my Patreon podcast.
Somebody throws their shoe at you.
Ooh. Size 11, Reebok. Very nice.
That's what I call a gritty reboot. Oh, another one. Sounds like you guys are not down to Jake America great again. You're not jaking it great at all. I'm gonna get you that. I'm gonna get you that.
Don't.
It'll be blue so you can stay on the down low. What's your favorite app and why? Ooh, that's a loaded one. That's another one where you might not want to say your actual favorite app and why.
Oh, your
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because you'll be like, TikTok, because I mindlessly scroll it for 4 hours a day and then delete mm-hmm. that and say like, Cosmology, which lets me see the stars and the constellations
yeah.
when I'm
that's,
camping.
That's probably what I would do. And I do have one of those star apps and I like it. Oh, you know what I would say? I would say it was my Picture This Plant app that I could point at trees and bushes and
that's
identify
cool.
them.
When yeah. it's actually just Instagram, because you'll search like a big butt hashtag and you can have a cheeky fap in a shower when necessary.
A cheeky fap in the Penn Station bathroom.
Mine is Venmo, so I can donate to all the charities that I couldn't beforehand because my credit cards keep getting declined because
there
for 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, I was turned into, again, a piggy bank. So no actual place of mint will ever want to deal with me. I would walk in there and sort of spit coins at them. I was outlawed. Oh, here's one. What are your thoughts on cartoons?
I mean, geez, man, I'm so sorry you became a piggy bank. No one should have to spend 7th grade as a bank.
Yeah, let alone a piggy one. Here's one. If you were to go mm-hmm. viral, what would it be for? That would be a good mm-hmm. way for me to brag about, like, actually, I did go viral.
I did have a viral
moment.
In
12th grade, someone had a piñata party. And I was considered the local zero on the news because they found me, did a story, and neighbors actually left their house to try to get a beat down in edgewise.
God.
But it wasn't candy that came out. You know what did?
Yeah.
It was the coins. Yeah,
the coins.
It was the coins.
That was finally, that was how you were freed from your coins, I see. I see. They do. You do often smash a piggy bank. That's how you get the cash out. It's almost like it was their intent from the beginning.
Yeah, it was a long coin.
Nice.
What would you go viral for?
Probably like some kind of athletic feat, like one of those. You know, when you see like guys like jump, like a parkour stunt.
That's probably what I would do.
Oh, that's cool. And it got caught on tape or something, or you did it by yourself?
Yeah. You know what? Actually, got caught on tape reminds me of, like, it would be like an act of service. Like, I do like a Captain America style Avengers thing. I stop a bank robbery with some brazen act of heroism.
Oh, that's cool. And you're on the way to Halloween costume party, so that it's like a real Superman.
So I actually look like a superhero. That's cool. That's a moment. Yeah.
Okay. One last one. What's your favorite one to end on?
Okay. You are a mixologist. What's your strangest cocktail?
My strangest cocktail is probably a vodka sauce.
Served in a martini glass?
Yeah, and it's not like,
and
the
instead
vodka
of a straw,
sauce,
it's a little piece of ziti. That's meaty.
And can you make it a virgin? Because I am one. Every time I go out, I have ketchup instead of beer. No, vodka sauce is sort of a play on the classic penne vodka, but like it's actually it's a Bloody Mary style drink. Actually, vodka sauce is a funny name for Bloody Mary. I'm going to tweet that. You can't take that from me. And I'm going to post it before this Patreon goes live so that nobody can steal
I might post it on my Twitter.
Because you haven't used Twitter in a while.
What'd you say? Vodka sauce is a good Bloody Mary or something. Perfect.
No, no, no. You're butchering it. Ooh, you absolutely butchered it.
It's not performing that great.
No,
damn.
Of course not.
Wow.
You didn't phrase it right.
Well, you shouldn't post it at this point.
All right. What's your drink? What's your fancy drink that you're going to make up for this app?
Okay. It's whiskey. And that's it.
Whiskey. How's and Kool-Aid. That? Yeah.
It's just a straight up bourbon. No mixing at all. And it's the anti-cocktail. What do you think?
That's really cool because you have the anti-cock.
Enough.
I'm serious. You have an innie.
Enough. I don't. Okay. Yeah. You're the one with a slit on your back. That's an innie. You're a bank.
Actually, I have a mock tail. You're a little piggy. As in, people often mock my little tail. I was born with this extra, I want to say, flap of skin. It's like this AAA battery.
Curly little pigtail. That's wild. and you also have a snout.
Yes, I'm becoming a swine, and I'll have a wine. Thank you. And then I take one in off camera, drink, nice. And I'm ready to start the app. Yeah, the app's been fun to meet people, but it is sad that we didn't create it while we were singlesmen. So we're having a fun time talking to people, but if you are single, we're urging you to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. And Amir and I are on there. So you can, even if you're not single, you could at least match and chat with us or make new friends.
Yeah.
It could be a friendship thing.
You should be able to find it just by searching Orion on either the Google Play Store or the App Store, the iOS Store. But Orion Dating should hone it down to specifically exactly what you're looking for.
That's right.
So thanks to everybody that's used it so far. If you have your own suggestions for prompts, leave them in the comments below. We might be able to use them.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah, definitely.
We're always looking for newer, better, stronger prompts. Thanks for watching this video. If you're down, why don't we cut out the middleman and meet up? Let's get drinks, you and I. I feel like we have a pretty good rapport if you want to. I'm going to a club later and let's link up or hook up, not like in a hookup way, like where we're making out or anything, but like I'd like to meet you basically.
No, yeah, we can meet for a drink and you'll pay for the booze by me like slapping your back and you just spit quarters onto the bar.
Yeah.
Do you want to play quarters?
Ding, ding. I'm a slot machine of a man and I'd love to go to town with you is all. All right, thank you so much for watching, everyone. We'll be back next week. Bye.